time? Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one thinks about the two largest political parties in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter,
along with the families of the hostages. I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. If you haven't taken the time to go to the show's Facebook page and give me a like, I sure would like it if you would give me a like. I don't know why I want them. I just want them. It's at facebook.com/Gun Owners of America Radio. Go and give me a like. I'm just looking for a little vindication. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You set it up on your computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone, and it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what sets it apart from the other programs like that is what it does for you unbidden based upon your locale. And what that is it's going to let you know about the things you can't plan for, that there's no way to even imagine. The terrorist attack, the snowstorm in South Carolina, the ice storm in Georgia, the earthquake, flash flood, tornado. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I saw what happened in Georgia when the snow came down. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that look at people like me that pack a get home bag and put it in the car. And they say to themselves, he's just paranoid. He doesn't need anything like that. There's not going to be any civil unrest. How about an ice storm? Same principle. How many people, you know? The other thing is, you know, I'm still stymied by being crippled by a dusting. I got out and drove in it anyway. But anyway, I digress. I bring to you to begin with this supposed conversation between a liberal and his friend who's a gun nut. So this is going to have to be verbatim. And it's going to sound a little bit like a really nauseating tennis match, because it is back and forth. But he prefaces this by saying he has many conservative nuts as friends, because unfortunately he lives in a conservative area. So it starts out, me. On Saturday, a 21-year-old mother went into her crappy mall job, trying to make a few bucks. As she lay on the ground bleeding to death, her last thoughts were most likely about her 2-year-old daughter she would never see again. All because the gun laws in this country are borked and some psychopath legally purchased a weapon and decided to harm people with it. Gun nut constitution. Me. 222 years ago, when we weren't spending nearly $700 billion a year on military and another nation could get on a bunch of wooden boats and invade us, the Second Amendment was necessary. Today it isn't. The annual average of guns used in self-defense is 67,600 versus 232,400 guns that are stolen. Take all the legal guns off the street, and we need to worry a lot less about criminals with guns. Excuse me. Gun nut. Sure. Like criminals won't have guns. Mm-hmm.
So when thugs come in your house, what are you going to do? Hey, you're not supposed to have those guns? I'm telling, I will keep my guns, thank you. Me. Read what I typed. Where do you think criminals get the guns in the first place? They steal them from people who purchase them legally. Gun nut. Like, there's not a thriving black market. If you get to steal my gun, you are one lucky, and I'm not saying it on the air. I think you need to go live in the ghetto for a while, then maybe you will have a different outlook. Me. Yeah, and the thriving black market is filled with guns that are stolen. Gun nut. Like, those are just going to vanish. Again, I will keep my guns. Me. No, my outlook will remain unchanged, because with legislation that severely limited gun ownership, it would eventually drop violent crime committed by guns. Japan and Australia have perfect models of this, how that could be accomplished through bans and buybacks. Gun nut. They do buyback here all the time. Criminals still have guns. It's way too late for America. At this point, all you are going to do is hurt law-abiding citizens. Crime will exponentially increase. This sheltered suburban life has limited your exposure to what really happens in the inner city. When was the last time you went to, let's say, any city? As soon as you live in it, then we can debate again. But if our society had the discipline like Japan, maybe I would agree. But it's as simple as this. You are a product of your environment. Now, I could go on and on and on with this. And I had originally planned to. But first of all, I have my doubts that this is real. But if you missed it, what he's referring to with the 21-year-old mother, this is the Maryland shooting, which happened in a gun-free zone, with a legally purchased gun, with a guy who obviously had some sort of thing going on with him, because apparently it wasn't a domestic thing, because you don't take bombs to those kinds of events. Or at least that's what I've heard. But it's all the same talking points. It's all the same talking points. I really would like to know where he gets the 67,200 times a year part, because I've never seen that figure before. And I've never seen the 232,400 guns that are stolen before. I don't know if that's actually accurate either. I know that the CDC disagrees with him. But I'd really like to know where he got the 67,600 figure from. That's maybe it's in his locale. I don't know. I don't know. This is what is trying to be ginned up right now. You've got Giffords going on television. You've got Stoddard going on television. You've got the president on his State of the Union. Although in the State of the Union address in 2013, he used the word guns 14 times in his speech. This time he only used it once. I'm not that worried about him trying to do executive orders for gun control, simply because he can only do executive orders based on existing law. I don't know if he's willing to go that far off the reservation and try to make law. And if he did, then that's going to be a litmus test for all of these Republicans we've got, isn't it? We're going to see what they're going to do. But all that's really beside the point. This is that constant mindset of parroting talking points and jumping on every instance they can to call for more gun control when gun control doesn't work. He uses Australia as an example of a good model for more gun control. Australia is in the middle of a gun violence epidemic. Home invasions have started there. That's so new to them, they don't even know how to classify that. They're just out there looking around going, well, they broke into the house over here. Cool, what are we going to do about this? They had guns. Homeowners going, we don't have guns. They got guns. Bad example. It's a bad example there, me. But in any event, that's what's out there. It's always out there. It's ever present. I don't know if they're low info or just evil. They could be low info evil, I guess. But it remains to be seen. Missouri has been out there saying, we would like to nullify all federal gun law, except we don't want to go it alone. Well, somebody else is stepping up. It's already been done in other states. Missouri didn't have to wait. Now they really don't have to wait. We'll talk about that when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of Florida. Coming out of Florida is HB 733. This is the Second Amendment Protection Act, which declares that no agent of Florida state or political subdivisions may participate with or assist federal agents in the enforcement of federal firearms laws or provide material support of any kind to federal agents in the enforcement of these laws. The law would stipulate that state agents and or contractors who knowingly participate in or provide support for the enforcement of federal firearms laws would be subject to dismissal. That's okay. That's fine. excuse me. I'm not necessarily looking for... That probably doesn't go far enough for me. Now, Missouri has got something like this ready to go. We've seen Kansas. We've seen Montana. We've seen a lot of states pull this stuff together. My state has done it. This is where the pushback is going to come from. It's going to have to come from the states simply because our federal government, the few... A true conservative in Congress today, you know, when it's like house night at the local bar, there's like seven guys out of 435 that show up at, you know, house night that sit at one table by themselves. The conservative tables of seven. So the federal government is not going to rein this in. Boehner's not going to do it. McConnell's not going to do it. Reed's going to push it. This came out on the eve of the State of the Union address. Now, this administration thinks they are above board. They think that they are a power unto themselves. Eric Holder, if Eric Holder had been the Attorney General under any of the Bushes, or the Reagans's, or the Nixon's, or the Ford's, or any of those guys, he would be breaking rocks right now. He would be breaking rocks. I saw an exchange between he and Ted Cruz, where Ted Cruz points out the history. Now, Ted Cruz is a very learned legal constitutional scholar. And he pointed out the instances in history where the Department of Justice has appointed a totally, completely nonpartisan, non-donor special prosecutor to investigate things. And Eric Holder's basic answer, although this is not verbatim, but to paraphrase it all, if you want to take it and sum it up real quick, was, so what? I don't think it's warranted here. So Holder's running around doing whatever he wants right now because he has the full backing of El Presidente. So the federal government right now, for us, is a wasted entity. It's a bunch of waste. It's a waste of space. It's a waste of skin. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of breath. So it's going to take the states, which... And they're going to have to get a little, their language is going to have to get a little bit stronger than this. Beyond, we will not assist or give material help to federal agents and or contractors. It needs to be a little more focused, I think. And by that, what I mean is they need to tell the government, if you come here trying to enforce our law, this law, we're going to lock you up. If enough of you come here, if you start shooting at us, we're going to start shooting back. Now, if one state did that, then I think, and that's the problem with these governments, all of these state governments, they get out there, it's like they're sticking their foot in the water, testing the temperature. Don't worry about the temperature. Jump in the deep end. Jump in it. Somebody stand up for the constituents, please. Somebody needs to get out there and say, don't come into our state. Do whatever you want. It's not happening here at our state, okay? If you're trying to come and make us do it, then we're going to do everything we can to keep you from doing it, okay? It's not going to be a matter of us not giving you material support. We're going to resist. Now, you know, for some politicians, what I just read to you, that kind of political speak, is tantamount to slapping somebody in the face with a leather glove. But, I And if Florida does it, then Georgia should say it. And then if Georgia says it, then North and South Carolina should say it. And then Alabama should say it. Then Oklahoma should say it. And then before long, you actually have a coalition of things going on. And then the government has to pay attention to that. Because with each and every day, with each and every day that passes, I become less and less convinced that we can snatch the country back gradually. And that's a shame. That's a real doggone shame. It's a shame for me. If knees were money, I would be beyond the poverty line. I'd be way below the poverty line. I'm not going to be able to run, shoot, and move. I'll do my best. I'll make my stand. That doesn't mean, you know, that's just me being realistic. But that's a start. And these politicians, they got to start somewhere. I get that part. Representative, this was put together by State Representative Dane Eagle, a Republican from Cape Coral. He introduced HB 733. He says the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution expressly provides that all powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states. And that's true. If they went by the Constitution, there's three articles, if they went by them, the federal government would convene. If they went by the articles of the Constitution, they'd get together for about 3 weeks out of the year. And then they have to come back and have a job. They'd have to come back and have a job. This, and now they've become professionals, and we're professional politicians. We know how it's done. We know how to speak the language with unanimous consent and stuff. Now, one thing that all of these states could do, and this is not really symbolism, but one thing they could all do, while they're out there saying, well, you know, power is not enumerated by the Constitution, belongs to the states, they could do things like recognize every concealed carry permit that they enforce on me and you. Voluntarily. I'm all for states' rights. By all means, have them, enjoy them, enforce them. You know, don't get out there and just give them lip service. Do it. But at the same time, if you want to get out there and show, you got Cornyn out there proposing a bill that's never going to pass. Federal reciprocity. And at the same time, he wants to redefine. He and my buddy pal, Lindsey Graham, wants to redefine what is mentally deficient just to go along with President Obama. Can't we show him that we can work with him? Maybe that'll change his mind about this executive fiat. That doing the same thing over and over again that never works is the pure definition of insanity. It's the definition of insanity. It's like saying, I'm going to surf the tsunami. Well, maybe for a second or two you are, right before you're pounded. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let me explain why I think what I think when it comes to where we're going, okay? When there was a survey done, it might have been 2009, 2010. It was based on resources worldwide. With all the science that we have now, it's pretty easy to figure out who's got what. And they found something out. In the United States has more natural resources than anybody on the planet. When I read the initial survey, the estimate in dollars of the natural resources in the United States, and read that to be a oil, shale oil, natural gas, okay, was $187 trillion. Now, to give that some context, I also back in the day was looking at how much $16 trillion in debt was. $16 trillion in debt in $100 bills palletized. If you spread out those pallets, they would be about, on an average size height, let's say 5'10 guy like myself. It's going to hit me about mid-neck as far as height. You can take those pallets and stack them around and cover, make the base about the size of the old World Trade Center, and then start stacking them up. And $16 trillion in $100 bills is taller than the combined total of the both World Trade Centers stacked on each other. You still have some change laying back down at the base. So $187 trillion would be lots of pallets, wouldn't it? That would really negate a lot of the problems that we have in the United States. And yet we do not go that way. We do not go that way. Normally, when it comes to green energy, you know, the environmentalists are all for it, except, a solar farm, you're taking up a chunk of real estate there. I mean, you're taking up something the size of a big shopping mall. And that might kill some turtles. Wind farms, for some reason, the American bald eagle, which is a very noble bird, but they find a way to fly right into the prop on those things, and we're killing those left and right. The animal lovers are, of course, up in arms about this, but the green energy climate changers are, they're all for it. Obama's for it. He wants renewables. Even though Europe is abandoning renewable right now, they're getting away from it because it doesn't work. Because they believe in global warming. Even though the global warmists went up to whichever one of the poles of the Antarctic they went to, and then they got stuck in the ice and spent Christmas stuck in the ice. And it took two or three rescue attempts to get them out of the ice. There wasn't supposed to be no ice there. It was supposed to be melting. Global warming isn't happening, and yet we're going that way. The energy issue alone would solve a lot of economic issues. You don't have to be a guy that works on an oil rig to benefit from an oil boom. In North Dakota right now, there are pole dancers making $2,000 a night off of those guys that are working on the oil rigs. So, I mean, it has a ripple effect. Anywhere where there's a booming economy, it ripples out. You need housing. You need retail centers. You need services. It just mushrooms. It snowballs. Whatever cliche you want. Since we're not going that way, we are poised for a whole bunch of different collapses. I mean, and it just depends on which one's going to happen first. The states can do something in regards to federal law, all right? But I keep looking to Mexico, where they're not allowed to have guns, where they have guns by the plenty now. I mean, the vigilantes have been legalized, and they want to take them on and sort of conscript them and put them under regulations and all this other stuff and get a track of all the guns. And if I were the vigilantes, I wouldn't do that because they're just going to defang you. You need to keep your teeth. But I honestly believe that at some point soon, and I don't know when it's going to be, that we're going to have a flashpoint. Maybe it's going to be a flashpoint over gun confiscation in Connecticut or New York. Maybe it's going to be the entitlements finally becoming so insolvent that it just breaks the government's back. Maybe it's going to be Obamacare with their that back end of the program where, if you haven't heard about that on the back end, all of the money that they're sending out, they don't know if it's going to where it's supposed to go. So it may just be going out into the ether. I don't really know how much economic impact that can have because you can just print some more, right? They're just printing it to begin with. Or borrowing it. But sooner or later, there's going to be this moment here. And when that happens, just like the people in Georgia who got caught up in the ice storm and were forced to abandon their cars and nobody could get to them and it was chaotic. There's going to be some people caught unaware. And when that, whatever it is, whether it's an EMP, martial law, economic collapse, sparks coming from gun confiscation, whatever it's going to be, then all of these other issues will not matter. What will matter is what have you got and what can you do with it. Because for a period of time, we're going to be left to our own devices as far as survival. We're going to be left to our own devices as far as bringing order. To be sure, there will be some help. But it's really going to go local then. Now, when it goes local, well, there will be a demographic change in the big cities, because that's where we're going to see most. Yes, I did see that, Mark. That's where you're going to see most of the changes in the big cities, because the gangs will rule. It won't be the police. It won't be the feds. It'll be the gangs. The gangs will rule. They will come out. People will be like, I never knew they were here. They're going to come out. And at some point, we'll have to make a decision. Do we want to have a New York City again? Do we want to have Los Angeles or Chicago? The states have got to get together, and they're going to have to give a concerted effort in order to bring back constitutionality. If they're not seeking to do that, okay? If they're not seeking to bring back constitutionality, government should be a very limited entity, at least on the federal level. It should only be there to safeguard two or three different things as their mandate is. And they've become this social engineering platform. Who cares if a cow can chew gum and look up at the same time? Who cares? But we're funding all these studies. We fund the arts. We fund this. We fund that. We've become a nation of dependents. And very soon, the sugar daddy's going to go broke. And it'll be us self-reliant cusses. Then we'll be the ones being called daddy. So, yes, I've taken big looks at all of this stuff. And the common denominator of all of them is, in the end, it ends up on the ground. It ends up in what can you hang on to. It ends up, how fast can you bring back order? Because there will be chaos for a moment. No matter what happens. No matter what happens. Unless the states rein them in. So, whether it's one of the conspiracy theories like the self-initiated EMP attack that I've heard about, or whether it's just something that happens because Obamacare's website was so badly designed, it doesn't matter. It behooves you. Look at the people in Georgia who thought they were just driving home. They were wearing dress shoes or high heels. They should have prepared. You be prepared. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
And welcome back.
Bald and dangerous.
How did I time that way? I thought that had gone on a little too long. Anyway. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In California, the gun people are beginning to come alive. In response to several new attacks by politicians in Sacramento on the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, the gun rights group California Association of Federal Firearms Licensees has announced a new program that it says will make politicians think twice about their efforts to undermine the Constitution. According to CalFFL, their intention is to give away at least one gun for every gun control bill passed by the California legislature in 2014. And they're coming with them. They got a bunch lined up. We're making this promise to these elected officials who attack our fundamental rights. This is coming from Brandon Combs, the group's president. Your actions will have consequences. Last year, the California legislature took up 50 gun control measures. Cal FFL said that while there may be a smaller number of gun control bills introduced in 2014, the scope of the anti-gun bills will continue to be expansive. Senate Bill 808, authored by the very infamous Senator Kevin De Leon, he who knows nothing about bullet launchers, is one such bill. SB 808's, coming from Combs, SB 808's author showed his true colors by using silly made-up terms like ghost guns and 30 magazine clips. What SB 808 does is put every California gun owner in the crosshairs of anti-gun Attorney General Kamala Harris and her lackeys at the Department of Justice. The association, which represents California-based FFL holders, noted that it is currently giving away a Smith & Wesson M&P 10 AR pattern semi-automatic rifle, which is dubbed an unghost gun. They can enter to win the rifle by signing its Patriots petition at demandrights.org, a website it built to empower grassroots gun rights activists. Our goal, this coming from Rob Adams, the vice president of Cal FFL, our goal is to put a gun in the hands of every responsible, law-abiding Californian who wants one. If politicians like Senator De Leon don't like it, too bad. This is language I can get behind. We're not going to give you any material support. This is language I can get behind. Oh, I like it so. Go, hey. And, you know, they can do FFL transfers. Go sign their petition. Demandrights.org. I was asked this about this next little ditty this morning. This coming from ABC News. On the 27th, which was a couple of days ago, World News aired a segment on kids and guns in which they placed two unloaded handguns on a table and drew children to them by telling them that there was candy where the weapons were. Diane Sawyer introduced the video as part of a report on groundbreaking news based on a Yale University study, which we have already debunked here, on the American Children and Guns. It claims every hour one child in America ends up in a hospital as a result of gunshot wounds. Those doggone gangbangers are just messing it up for us. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Sawyer's co-host, David Muir, narrated an experiment at an elementary school in Florida where seven hidden cameras were set up in what appeared to be a first grade classroom. They showed the kids the NRA Eddie Eagle video on gun safety and had a policeman talk to them about avoiding guns. Then they placed two unloaded handguns on a table and told the kids they were there for a memory test. The teacher then told the kids she had to leave the classroom for a second, but that there was candy on the table. There were numerous toys and crayons on the table as well. After the teacher left, the children were alone in the room for approximately 10 minutes. Two of the kids who had migrated to the candy, crayons, and toys picked up one of the real handguns and looked at them from all angles. The camera then panned back to Moore and Sawyer in the studio. Moore suggested parents ask their neighbors if they have a gun in the home and whether it's locked, loaded, and put away. First of all, my neighbors all know. And they all come to me and say, "Will you watch my house while I go on vacation? If I scream out loud in the middle of the night, will you come help me?" They very rarely ask me if they're locked. Well, all of mine are locked and loaded. I got an idea. That was not nearly a good enough test. let's drip the candy on the guns. Maybe they will suck the candy off of the guns. How old were these children? Huh. It doesn't say how old these children were. Well, let's just call this what it is. It's a gotcha moment. That's all it is. It's just a gotcha moment. If you surround guns with candy and crayons, of course, one of them is going to pick them up. The goal to being a responsible gun owner is to not allow that to happen. They make it sound like we put them out there in the Easter baskets. If I could sing, I would sing, "Here comes Peter Cottontail. He brings you a gun that will not fail." Who does that? What parents do that? I don't know any. Yes, there are accidents and they are horrific. But I don't know of one single parent when their child drowns in their in-ground pool or in a 5-gallon bucket or whatever that gets out there and goes, "Thank God they didn't shoot themselves. I had a gun in the house, you know, and it was next to some candy." The death of a child is tragic no matter what happens, no matter how it happens. But we got to go after the guns. Ask your neighbors if they, you know, if you have children, go to your neighbors and say, "Do you have a gun, and is it locked up and unloaded and put away where it's just a gun-shaped paperweight?" Which sort of negates the purpose of having the gun in the first place, because that's what I want. If you'll do that, I'll give you some candy. What it proves is that children will be children. If you get out there and say, "Don't touch this," it is not... Look, you can't take a child and give him an Eddie Eagle class and then have a cop talk to him for 15 minutes. Watch a video and listen to a cop for 15 minutes. Because children have short attention spans. This is why it's a challenge to teach them in the first, second, third grade. You got to make it entertaining for them. And then if you take two unloaded handguns that you just told them never touch, well, of course, there's going to be a couple of them that are going to have to. And in the meantime, when those children were muzzling themselves with, they say they were unloaded, but when they were looking down the barrel, I'm sure, with eye to barrel, in the background on the hidden cameras, all of the gun grabbers were high-fiving themselves saying, "See, this proves our point." The other gun would have gotten picked up as well if we'd put more sugar babies next to it. More bubble gum. But it's ABC News. Absolutely. And it's Diane Sawyer. And whoever this Muir guy is. I think it's actually pronounced Muir. But I don't want to pronounce it that way because he's a liberal. So I want to make fun of it. Can I do that? Freedom of speech, right? Freedom of speech. We're in the middle of a cold weather snap. So for you concealed carriers, when we go back into the next hour, we're going to talk about how we can possibly carry a gun and still remain effective. So let's go. I'll catch you on the other side on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.